That's really interesting. Again, thank you so much. And can you describe in broad terms what immunology is for our viewers?
Oh, wow. What immunology is? Well, I think it's a small subject within biology that helps people to understand how our immune system works, and how the immune system can protect us from disease or fight like cancers. That's my understanding. Maybe very not very accurate, but that's my understanding.
Thank you. And now let's move to a certain area. So, do you know anyone who has suffered from Crohn's disease or any other autoimmune disease? And if so, do you know how they worked around it?
Yeah, that's actually I personally don't know anyone that suffered with Crohn's disease, but my partner's friend was recently got diagnosed to ankylosing spondylitis, which is also a type of autoimmune disease. So I did some research about that recently, and I think it has a really high correlation to a specific gene that's in the human immune system. It's called HLA-B2701. And some of them, patients from the Crohn's disease, I think also has some correlation with that specific gene. That's all I know.
That's great. And yeah.
The second part is like how they work around the disease, right? I think for my partner's friend, he needs to go to a hospital regularly to get some immune suppression based medicine. To the detail, I didn't know, but that's how he manages the disease.
That's very interesting. Thank you. And back to biochemistry. During your studies, are there any specific areas that you found most fascinating about it?
Yeah, I think for there are a lot of areas that I think is really interesting. Like that's mostly the reason that motivates me to pursue research. I think trying to understand how the cells interact with each other through like a chemical perspective, that's very cool. And then learning as an undergrad that the bacteria can actually communicate with each other, and they use like chemicals as their language. That's also very cool. And other things I think also like excites me is like using all those like fancy microscopes to see the cells in action, or using like X-ray crystallography, which is a type of technique that allows you to see the real structure of the proteins. Those are the tiny unit within the cells to make the cells actually function.
Oh, nice. And do you know, back to autoimmune diseases, if there are any emerging treatments or therapies for autoimmune diseases that you're particularly excited about or that you have just heard about?
I think probably a few weeks ago, I read an article somewhere. I think it's on New England Journal of Medicine. I think there are a group of researchers or clinicians. They're giving like a CAR T, like a chimeric antigen targeting, like this engineered cells therapy to patients with autoimmune disease, and somehow it shows great benefits. But they said also at very early stage, because like the CAR T they use is used to treat leukemia. I think it's targeting CD19, which is already approved for treating those like blood-based cancer. Somehow those researchers found that the same construct you target to like leukemia can also have some benefits in maintaining the autoimmune disease progression, which I think is really fascinating, but it's still at a very early stage. They don't know why it works, but I think that's some news in the field.
That's very fascinating. And how do you think the findings from like biochemistry research can be translated into practical treatments or therapies for immunology?
I think like the biochemistry research, they are more on the basic science of the understanding. They provide like really detailed mechanism or molecular